If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bill Belichick, Stiz's coach, his favorite coach, one of his favorite people on the planet. He's still waiting for his UNC footy pajama hoodie thing that, have you gotten that yet?
I got robbed. No, that I actually forgot about it. I got beat by one of those things when you're scrolling Instagram and it's like, you know, they clearly know I like Bill Belichick. So they said, hey, how about these UNC footy pajamas? I ordered. Never got them, nothing.
I'm surprised you're not blaming Trump and the tariffs for ruining it.
That's that's why, Stiz, you probably shouldn't buy from GONURTHCAROLINA.com.
You never know. Sometimes shady websites are good. But anyway, not a shady website is The Athletic, and they had a story posted this morning. How involved is Bill Belichick's girlfriend at UNC?
Oh.
New emails show a glimpse inside her role. So as I mentioned heading into the break, because UNC is a state school, they fall under those Freedom of Information Acts, so reporters can ask for emails and all these things that are...
I wonder if Bill knew that.
I'm surprised he uses, like... But I guess if he interacts with somebody from the school, their end would show even his private email coming in. This guy, that's Matt Baker...
That all this stuff is public knowledge.
44 pages provided a glimpse at the role of his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, as Belichick steers a college program for the first time. There's a lot basing it on the optics. One of the first things they get into is when Steve Belichick was hired, his son, she wanted to get ahead of the nepotism narrative. Though Steve Belichick, this is her email. They want to raise awareness regarding a sometimes subtle, sometimes obvious, frequently occurring detail within media releases and social media posts about nepotism. Steve Belichick is, in fact, Bill's son. He should be depicted and represented on his own established, credible entity as opposed to an extension of Bill, Jordan wrote.
Go ahead. Read the next line, though. Read the rest of it.
It can be easily misinterpreted that Steve is simply benefiting from the nepotism, but that is not the case. Steve was fortunate to have learned defensive football strategy from the, quote, greatest defensive mind, end quote,
of all time.
He has earned his position due to his performance and output.
So that's her opinion.
Yeah, I mean.
But he's been called that numerous times on numerous programs.
I know. I mean, it's still debatable. But also, what did Steve do on his own? 1 year. 1 year at Washington. That's all. Everything else that they go into, she's like, he was a 9-year assistant coach in the NFL. Yeah, who was his boss? Oh, Bill Belichick. Like, it was always at Bill's side. I'm sorry, that's the reality. It's also the reality of coaching, and I don't know that it's the biggest deal, but okay, so she wanted to get out in front of that. That was part of her input.
Yep.
Elsewhere in here, I got to find the money stuff. First of all, what do you think of this, Tim?
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, this would kind of go along with what we've all been thinking, is that she's, you know, we make fun of pictures with him and her together. We all think that, you know, he needs to give us a sign if he's okay. But she's taken over a huge role in his life. She's not only the girlfriend, she's also his assistant, business manager, and strategic planner. I mean, he basically thanked her in his last book as being his creative muse. So she is in everything. There's pictures of her at practice dressed in a way that's just, she's not dressed like you would think she should be dressed. If you're going to go out and talk to the head coach of the college, you would think she would dress a little differently. But I just think it's, I think it's a bad look for Bill. People, whatever. I just think it's a bad look. And this is part of it. It was something else she did in the, she said in these emails. So she's basically taken over his emails. Mm-hmm. And she said this: is there anyone monitoring the UNC football page for slanderous commentary and subsequently deleting it, blocking users that are harassing BB in his comments? So she's basically saying it's your job to take off negative comments.
Right. Where would there be negative comments on message boards, like on like Tar Heels Planet or
who knows? But
on their social media, on their Facebook, Instagram,
yeah, replies on socials that they want people to remove down. And Bill got in on it.
Bill got just so laid out. So Bill said something in one of these emails. He's basically saying because someone called him a predator on one of these sites that UNC didn't delete it right away. And so what did he say, Andy, in this email?
Well, first of all, on Valentine's Day, Belichick emailed and said, I cannot believe that UNC would support my being called, quote, a predator, he wrote.
Can you imagine how hard he is to deal with? Like, he's, you guys didn't delete it, so you don't, you obviously support it,
right?
Is the conclusion he's coming to. Are you kidding me? And there's the thing. And then it goes on to say he's basically trademarked, patented 14 different phrases.
Everything.
For a guy that was all about team first, no self-promotion, he's trademarking all these phrases. You talk about a guy that always complains about, don't listen to the noise, don't listen to what people are saying. It's all, and I've always said, this is what he's obsessed about. All the things that he constantly preaches about is really what he obsesses about.
So the one I found most interesting, so they list some of them, Chapel Bill. Okay, everybody said that immediately, Chapel Bill, whatever. The next one made me think, Bill's not really involved. Chapel Bill, in parentheses, Bill's version. Isn't that a Taylor Swift allusion? Isn't that what that is? Am I reading that wrong?
I have no idea.
Because remember, Taylor Swift had the weird contract and she re-released all her songs, Taylor's version, so she could get the money instead of the old bad contract, whatever.
Ah, right.
And I can tell you for a fact that we know Jordan is a massive Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah,
so
dude,
she's doing things that I'm not even sure he knows about, but it's his name.
No, he signs off on it.
He signed off on it.
So he's
included the Bellustrator. In the Belichick way.
Wow.
So in
the
his
Belichick
book,
way.
In his book, he said there was no Patriot way, but there's a Belichick way, apparently, because I'm patenting it.
Wow.
I am going to have T-shirts that
say unbelievable. That's unbelievable, man.
Is it unbelievable or is it
no?
Very
it's totally believable.
You know,
it's so on brand.
It's unbelievable to me, Fitzy, that it's come out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like you tell all these people things and I. You know, okay. The winning is supposed to cover up all that. It's I'm just amazed at how he's exposed himself to all this stuff that people have accused him of, but you couldn't really prove until now.
So I'm going to ask you a question because this is tough for you to do. I want you to remove your personal experiences with Belichick. I want you to just be an alumni of a major college football program.
Yeah.
And think of yourself like you're Lawrence Taylor, you're Julius Peppers. You went to North Carolina, and initially you were probably excited, right? Bill Belichick took over the program.
Yeah.
We haven't had a ton of success. Bill's a great coach. When you start to see this stuff, you're drinking your morning, and you're like, wait, his girlfriend runs the social media and gets all, like, how would you react as just a rich former NFL player, alumni of the program? Would you like this? Would it be embarrassing? Would you start to question?
I would like it at first, and then I would start. Then this stuff would start to embarrass me. But you know where the part where my biggest question would have been was, wait, our recruiting class was only ranked 46th? I mean, we had a better recruiting class last year. Aren't you supposed to bring in great players because you're Bill Belichick? That would be the biggest alarm for me. Is that he couldn't get a better recruiting class than he got.
Stiz,
Didn't he just poach a quarterback, though, this weekend?
Oh, I don't know.
So they went from 46 to 45.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, that. I think they just got, like, a four-star quarterback who was committed one place and went to North Carolina.
Till he turns on them again and all that.
Yeah,
so, Stiz, you've been very quiet through this segment, and I don't care for it. You are the massive Bill Belichick supporter in this room. What do we got here?
Andy, I thought you would never ask. But since you did, I just wrote down a couple things here.
Oh, you're prepared. You have a statement.
I think you guys are absolutely cherry picking through this report. Let me read you two things that I found. Quote, most of the emails Hudson was copied on are mundane. Second, quote, Hudson's involvement was minimal, with one exception focused on social media. Oh, wow. He's hired his girlfriend to you know, control and take care of his social media stuff. Big whoop.
So you wouldn't question that?
No.
Even if we got a new boss here, and the new boss came in, and he's, you know, 60-something executive they brought in from Des Moines.
The boss that used to always say snap face and make fun of social media.
And he has a very young girlfriend, and he was like, oh, by the way, you all answer to her now. She'll control all social media, Instagram videos, anything you do.
I don't think that's a fair apples to apples comparison. And I don't think he's saying, oh my God, you have to answer to her for everything.
She's CC'd on every email.
Ted brought up the way she was dressed. Unbelievable. We spoke to WEEI's own John Lyons, who went to that practice and said she went up there and helped him with the headset like one time. She was very much in the background and on the sidelines. She looked to me like a woman dressed in today's workforce. You know who else I bet was probably dressed like that as a woman working in the NFL?
Robin Glazer.
I bet she was.
No way.
She was not dressed like that.
Are you kidding me?
And Ted, he says players can't do this. He's a coach. He's not a player. That's like a kid saying, like, well, you drink, so why can't I drink? It's different. You're the player. He's the coach. Okay. And he's copyrighting a bunch. Just everyone should know this. Just because someone copyrights something or patents something doesn't mean that they're going to throw it on a T-shirt or whatever. That's just like a business thing. So I don't necessarily think we should read so much into that.
Can I pause you real quick? Did you just say she only came out once to fix his headset?
Oh, honey, it's
yeah, because he's mic'd up for like he's mic'd up.
Yeah, it's a little sideways.
She controls it. She is listed in emails as the COO of Belichick Productions.
No, I know
Belichick Productions.
You don't think that's weird? I bet
he was like, oh, something. I can't really hear the volume.
And there's no one else.
And she
involved.
Ran over like,
there's
hey.
No one else. There's no interns. There's no key grips. No, I'll adjust
your knobs, sure Bill.
Yeah, exactly. Thank
Nicholas.
You, Fitzy. Like, what? This is ridiculous. You are selling your soul to defending Bill Belichick.
And then you guys
and
are
it is embarrassing.
On the social media thing, as if we don't work for a company
Careful.
That is in the public that we have to monitor, because we all know how some of our, you know, I won't say audience and fit, but trolls can be, that we have to monitor
Absolutely.
Our social We're- media engagement and look for, you know, potential things.
What are you
to
talking
delete?
About, Stiz? I appreciate every time somebody says that I do radio shows from my mom's basement.
That's a little different than someone like, you know, calling you a preditor or...
Wait, so Stiz, has anyone, who like, have any bosses, very, very young girlfriends told you to do anything?
No, not here, but again, I don't think that's an apples to apples comparison.
Ken's girlfriend never shows up at the station.
He brought his daughter in last week, though. Very, very... very cute. That's that wasn't the right word, Ken, if you're listening.
That's also what they thought at North Carolina. Oh, Bill brought his daughter. That's cute. His granddaughter.
Let me ask you this. Has anybody said anything horrible to you on social media before, Stiz?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay,
of course.
Are you mad? Or do you think that EEI signs off on what that person said? Because
no, absolutely
they didn't erase
not.
the post on social media?
No, absolutely
job,
not.
Ted. You got to call.
But if somebody started commenting on WEEI's Facebook page, hey, Ted Johnson is, and started saying like, very bad, not like he's bad at radio, like borderline, and you're not, but you know what I'm saying, borderline bad stuff, it would be on... Dan
Feel
and
free
I,
to land this plane anytime.
I know, sorry. It would be on Dan and I to delete some of that stuff.
Okay, your defense of him is a little strange. And it's fine if you really feel that way. I understand it. I actually believe there are a lot of Stizzes around New England.
Oh, I do too.
I think they're kind of cult-like
Andy,
followers.
There's a ton. There's a ton, man.
Nothing you put out there is going to ever convince them.
So
yeah.
Let's talk to a couple of the phone callers, because Ted, somebody wants to come at you a little bit. Mike in West Springfield says Ted is being a little hypocritical. Tell us, Mike, how is Ted being hypocritical?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right. So, Teddy, this is just for you. One thing I'll acknowledge right off the bat is it is weird that Belichick is with Jordan. Okay.
when it comes to the reporters,
the news media, social media, and everything else, Teddy, you played for the man. Would you agree he did a great job keeping you guys out of that mess and making sure you guys were focused on football? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That being said, now he's trying to do the same thing with the University of North Carolina, but now it's just public knowledge. So you're giving him crap for trying to do the same thing, which is an internal thing for you when you played for the Patriots, but now it's not internal because it's a state school, and all of a sudden everybody knows about it.
No, Mike.
He's probably harped on it his entire life, his entire coaching career, but now we're just finding out about it now, and you're giving him crap for it.
I don't know, Mike. Bill's being he's always talked about not being promoting yourself, not doing the social media thing,
yes.
And now he's doing it. So how am I don't understand how I'm being hypocritical.
You're not. So Mike, if Bill were doing the no days off stuff and like you guys are not allowed on, I think everybody would say, oh, Bill being Bill, it's what he did in the pros.
Yep.
Like he could have made a whole thing of it. He could have paid guys NIL money to get off social media. That like could have been his shtick.
Because,
I will pay my quarterback to not be on Instagram and Twitter and not get involved. But no, he's gone the other way, and he's got 14 freaking slogans that he's got, and he's got production companies.
He's just doing what he preached against for his entire career. And so I would think that makes him more the hypocrite. I don't understand how I'm being the hypocrite.
It's as clear and simple as this. If Belichick, when it was inconvenient to him, had been clear enough with us and came out and said, when he did his whole like, hey, everybody, can you believe I'm on Snapface? LOLs. If he just, when he came out and did that and said, I'm doing this, not because it's a big shock and awe thing or that Jordan wants me to, but because by elevating my public profile and trying to seem hip and cool with the kids, it's going to help the recruiting class of North Carolina and elevate their overall profile. Therefore, I'm going against my previously established grain. I think a lot of us would have less of a problem with it, Ted, than we do now. But it, as is, without that preface, Stiz, it's coming across as hypocritical. Good day, sir.
Up here on WEEI Afternoons, we have one more call, and it's Franco in Lynn. What are your thoughts on this Bill Belichick situation?
What's up, fellas? Real quick, I did a shoot today. I filmed things, and I did a shoot with Joe Andruzzi, former teammate, I believe, of Ted Johnson.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was a charitable event. It was great. Awesome.
Nice.
he helped, he gave him and Stop and Shop gave a year free food to a cancer survivor. So that's great.
He's the man. Real quick.
Second thing, hey man, this is like, when he was in the NFL, he was coaching men, right? Now he has to recruit young boys. And young men, they're on social media. So he has to focus on where these guys are putting their mind. And if he has a girlfriend who's 24 years old, who's in the prime of social media, isn't it a good idea to say, hey, listen, go in there and use that tool to get me recruits, because that's where these guys are. So it's just a tool for him to get recruits. And if you really think about it, he gave his girlfriend a really entry-level job, and I'm sure she got the black card. I'm sure she don't need money. Guys, great show. I think I'm going to comment off the internet.
Thanks, Franco. We did have one person suggest that he just put her to work so she's not a free rider. Basically, to make, you know, I'm not just giving you money all the time. You actually have to be put to work.
Okay.
So maybe that's part of it. I don't know.
In other ways.
It's it's an interesting situation. I'm sure we will continue to be entertained by it and monitor it. More will come out because I bet you this story did very well on The Athletic today. A lot of clicks.
Everybody wants
to
know why there was so much drama in New England for 25 years when Bill was here. Like, you think he was maybe part of it?
A little bit.
That's crazy. We're going to have a lot to talk about with him down in UNC. A lot of people didn't think that'd be the case, but.
Absolutely. And thanks to the production company, we'll see and hear it all, I guess. I don't know. Up next here on WEEI Afternoon, time for Odds and Ends. It's going to be numbers-based. So we may hear from a guy trying to get a girl's number on live television. And we're also going to talk about a couple numbers that are being retired. One, legitimately, and one, I have a significant problem with. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.